This program is about people who make music using old computers, specifically Nintendo games consoles. The Nintendo Corporation is the longest running company in the history of video games. They began in 1889 selling card games, but it wasn't until 1983 that they released their first video game system in Japan, called the Famicom. In the West, we know it as the Nintendo Entertainment System, or NES. Since then, they have produced the Super Famicom, also known as the Super Nintendo or SNES, the Nintendo 64, the GameCube, and the hugely popular Game Boy line of handheld consoles. You might have thought that these machines were only for playing games on, but as we're about to find out, some people like them for their musical quality. So if you want to be creative with a games console, what can you do? Paul B. Davies is an 8-bit musician and artist, and one of the things he does is hack into Nintendo cartridges and change what they do.
They're just computers that have a bit of like extra graphics and, you know, no keyboard and some joysticks and stuff. So basically, you get a little box, like a little, you know, like a regular Nintendo cartridge, but instead of having the ROM chips in there that it came with, one or two, because there's two in each cartridge, one or two are removed and replaced with a programmable ROM that I've programmed. Some of them just play songs, some of them make video pieces, some of them play the same game but with different graphics, like manipulating the characters in a game, but the gameplay is still the same. Make something completely from scratch. You can sort of combine some new stuff with some pre-existing stuff. It's a little weird for a lot of people at first because there's not that many games that are made, I mean, as art, you know what I mean? So people sort of look at it and a lot of times don't know how to approach it.
You can make music for the Nintendo in a more straightforward way. It's possible to get software for a PC which allows you to compose music for the NES's sound chip. What's more, once you've composed it, you can use emulator software to listen to the music. You don't even need to go near an actual NES. That would spoil the fun though. We'll be right back. This is an artist who goes by the name of Tadpole, demonstrating that even in the 21st century, the Nintendo Entertainment System continues to be some people's instrument of choice. Similarly, this next track is an NES tune by XK. In 1989, Nintendo released the Game Boy, a handheld games console. It quickly became the most popular handheld console ever. People all over the world were bowled over by its green and black screen, its cute design, and the sound all of its own. Here's Emma from MicroMusic.net.
There's a lot of people using Game Boys to make music at the moment because it's a cute little thing. I mean, that's what I think people like it for, because people see other people performing with Game Boys that aren't into electronic music or don't know about Little Sound DJ, and you always see people, or overhear people going, oh my god, is he really playing that, or is it just a game? Because people can't believe that the music can come from the tiny little box that it is. Everybody said they turn on the Game Boy and it goes ding, and everyone goes and cheers because they all know that it's going to be Game Boy.
The most famous Game Boy tune is undoubtedly the Tetris theme. You've probably heard it before, but did you know that it was a traditional Russian folk song called Korobeyniki? All classic computer game tunes get remixed by their fans, and Korobeyniki is no exception. This version is by DJ Pretzel, who runs a website called Overclocked, dedicated to video game remixes.
My name is Johan Kotlinski, and I make music on old computers like the Commodore 64 and the Game Boy. And I also made my own music program for the Game Boy. It's called the Little Sound GA. Started long time ago, like in the beginning of the 90s, and actually I wanted to make music with real synthesizers and stuff, but I couldn't afford to back then, so I just had to do it on my Amiga instead. But in the end it turned out that I liked it better than synthesizers anyway, so I just started programming a little for fun, and I thought it could be useful for making music too, especially when you're in the subway or something and have nothing to do. The sound is pretty special. It has four different channels, and each channel has some special characteristic. Like one by one, they sound pretty crappy, but together they are still okay enough to be used musically. I think I like the most that I have been able to make a music program that's really customized for me, and it doesn't have a lot of buttons or stuff to fiddle around with. It's just like a few buttons, and it's not too hard to keep track of everything you're doing, so you can keep everything simple and finish your songs pretty fast. That's what I like the most. I'm surprised because it became used by a lot of people. I think like many hundreds or almost thousands are using it by now, and it's surprising that it's a big diversity, like many different styles of music are done with it that I couldn't imagine from the start.
Lots of musicians agree with Johan that the Game Boy is a great musical instrument. Here's an artist called Lobat. Here's Bud Melvin, a performer who combines Game Boy and slide guitar. In Poland, there's even a Game Boy Orchestra, lining six Game Boys up together to play improvised concerts. Here's an excerpt of a performance in Paris. Yeah.
Collectively we are Printed Circuit. I'm Claire.
I'm Andrew. Hi. Live keyboards along with MP3s basically.
Omnicord and two Game Boys at the moment. That's pretty much all we use. One of them is an old grey Game Boy Classic that runs LSDJ that we sometimes use and sometimes don't. The other one is a DS which is running Electroplankton, which is a game I bought in Tokyo. Well, it's not really a game, it's more of a sort of... It's hard to describe it. It's got 10 different programs on it and they all do different things. You can make little tunes on them. It just runs in between the songs and you press the touch screen and it makes up melodies and puts in sound effects and stuff like that, so we just use that as well. It was one of the first things that came out for this new Game Boy, well, DS as it was called, and lots of people bought it thinking it was a game or thinking that they could have some sort of crazy fun with it, but actually it's just some sort of strange little experimental application. It's not a game, and you just move leaves around and fish jump onto them and it all goes ding ding ding. There's different things on it. There's a one that we use the most is just sort of a little thing where you have a diagram which is about 6 lines and each line has all the notes in the octave, and you can just play it and it plays it in the right key, so you can just play with it live and everything always fits in.
Yeah, you can't mess
up. So it
up.
Sort of runs to a backing track and then you put the notes over the top. There's a couple of sampling ones in it. Just crazy things where you draw a line and then a fish will swim down the line over and over again, so you draw another one and it'll swim down that one.
It's different every time.
But the backing, yeah, the one that we use the most, the backing track's always the same.
And it's quite annoying.
Quite tricky to get to use because you have to just use, you know, obviously 4 buttons and the arrows to do everything. But once you get the hang of it, it's really, really good. You can do a lot with it. I like playing around with it, and I think it's cool that you can do it because I like the sounds that old consoles make anyway. But I think it's very limited. I think there's only a certain... You can do very abstract things, you can do very melodic things, but there's not that much in between. And I think if you've heard one person doing really, really good melodic Game Boy music, Kovox or Role Model, for example, once you've heard them, everybody else is just kind of a few stages back from what they're doing because they're really good at it.
I think it sounds good making like fun melodic music. That's what it's best for.
Yeah,
I think
people have used Game Boys in their own songs. People like Felix Kuban and Max Tundra did a very good job of that, and in that sense that's a new way of using an instrument. It's become an instrument that you can use within something else, so in that sense, yeah, it's moved things on a bit, but purely in its pure form is just using a Game Boy, I don't think that it's going to revolutionise anything.
You can't get away from the computer game sound.
Yeah.
Well, the barman last night was like, oh, I really like that, but I felt like I should have a controller in my hand while you were playing. I said, okay, yeah.
Whilst the Nintendo music scene continues to make use of these old systems, Nintendo themselves keep on innovating, releasing more and more advanced systems, like its latest product, the Nintendo DS. Will products like the original Game Boy be considered to be the pinnacle of electronic retro instruments by chip musicians? Or will they take the new products to heart? Time will tell.